What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Shay on Air. I know you guys are thinking, where has this girl been? She said she was gonna upload on this day, on that day. She said she was gonna do this, she was gonna do that. I know you guys, but your girl has been going through it the past couple of weeks. I am just so fed up with this whole coronavirus. It has put, you know, everything that I've been planning on doing on a pause, especially with school, you guys, and it has been super stressful. But with school, you guys, I was supposed to go back this summer, and this was going to be my last year. And I don't mean my last year to getting my associates. This was my last year on finishing my doctor's of physical therapy, and it sucks because I have to put that on hold for this coronavirus. And I can go further into it. I can, you know, put in everything, pay for school and all that, but I do not want to risk it because school is freaking expensive, dude. It's like I paid an arm and a leg out of my own pocket for school, and I am not willing to risk, you know, that amount of money and have, you know, the government or whatever cancel, you know, the things that I worked hard for. It's just not a good thing to pursue right now. And, you know, like I said, when you work hard those 6 to 7 years, you want it to go by smoothly. You don't want no interruptions. You want to be done and be out, and I can't do that right now, which is fine. I totally understand it. I mean, I'm a bit upset about it, but, you know, moping around and being sad about it isn't going to change the fact that, you know, I have no control over this. So I'm trying my best to stay positive, and I'm pretty sure a lot of students, high school or college, can relate to the way that I feel. But if you're going through what I'm going through, you know, feeling this sort of way, I haven't really opened up about it around my family or in my home because, like I said, I don't want to bring that type of negativity or vibe. But deep down, you know, it's hurting pretty hard. It's, you know, messing with, you know, the way that I feel every day, and I'm doing my best to just, you know, blow it over. But other than that, you know, we have just been making sure that the kids are okay, that the house is okay, and that bills are taken care of. It's a pretty, you know, frustrating time, you know, being inside. So we're doing our best to, you know, come up with creative ways on, you know, being inside. If you guys haven't noticed yet, my family and I, we are not homebodies. We like to be out and about, exploring, trying new places to eat, taking the kids, you know, here and there. And the fact that we can't do that anymore is a little bit different, but we have been coming up with new ideas on how to make, you know, being home more interesting, mostly for the kids. So for the kids, last week we got them a fish. We got them 2 goldfish at PetSmart, and let me tell you guys, the trip to PetSmart was, I don't know, I thought it was so weird. So we got to PetSmart and we were looking at the fish, and thank God the fish are at the very front of the store, because I know when you go like towards the middle or towards the end of the store, that's where they have the birds and the reptiles. And you guys already know I am terrified of birds, and with reptiles, like, I'm not scared of them, but I prefer not to look at them. So thankfully the birds were in the middle at the store that we went to, and the fish were in the front. So we were looking at the fish, you know, deciding what type of fish we were going to get. So we just decided to go with the goldfish, and they had 2 tanks of different goldfish. The one on the left side had like smaller goldfish, and the one on the right had the bigger goldfish. So the tank with the smaller goldfish, they had dead goldfish like floating at the bottom, and all the other goldfish were eating them. Like, they were eating the dead fish at the bottom, and it was gross, you guys. Like, that was goldfish cannibalism to me, and I don't know why, but I get weirded out and grossed out by things like that, and it just like sent goosebumps through my body just seeing them like nibble on the little dead fish. It was gross. And I was thinking, like, what the hell? Like, do the workers not see this? Like, are they not gonna clean the tank out? But then again, I was thinking, like, who is gonna be like, okay, out of all the job duties I have, I'm gonna clean out the goldfish tank? So I thought that was super gross, you guys. But yeah, we ended up getting them 2 goldfish. We got them 1 small one and 1 big one. And they have been eating like crazy, you guys. And when we first read about it, we thought that we were supposed to feed the fish 3 times a day. So we've been feeding them 3 times a day. And then we found out that you were only supposed to feed them 1 time a day, because they have a capacity of, I think, 24 hours of digestion. So we did not know that until maybe the fourth or fifth day. So hopefully we don't kill our fish anytime soon from overfeeding them, because that would be horrible. I would hate to see my kids' face, you know, looking into the fish tank and wondering why the fish are floating. That would be awful, because I remember when I was small, I want to say around six or seven, I won a fish at the Navajo Nation Fair. It was a goldfish too. And it came in like this small little tank with a green cover. And I remember I won it, I took it home, and I don't even remember if my mom bought fish food for it. Like, I don't remember feeding it at all. But anyway, I put it in my room, and one day I walked into my room and the fish was floating. And I thought like, oh no, like I killed the fish. And I was scared. I was scared that my mom was gonna get mad at me. So I took the fish out of the fish tank, and as soon as I grabbed it, my mom came walking into my room and she was like asking me something, and I had the fish like in my hand, so I quickly like threw it under my bed because I didn't want her to get mad at me. And you know Native moms, when they get mad, like I didn't even do anything to the fish and I was scared of getting in trouble. So I remember I threw it under the bed and she was talking to me, and I waited till she left and I grabbed the fish out and then I buried it. And I was so sad, you guys, because I couldn't tell nobody, and I don't even think no one like knew that the fish was dead or knew that the fish was gone. So if you ever win a goldfish at a Navajo Nation Fair, make sure you go out and buy goldfish food right after, because it will die a day or two after. And that was also my first pet too, now that I think about it. I never owned any pets, like a dog. I mean, I had my grandma's dog, but it wasn't like my dog. And my grandma's the type to like adopt random dogs or cats that are like walking around. And she used to work for the post office, and I remember she would come home with like a cat or a dog, and I'd ask her, you know, where did you find it? She'd be like, oh, it was roaming around like the post office, and she would just bring it home, and then they would like run off a day or two after she brought them back. Like, it was like they just came to eat and they left. As I got older and my grandma and I would, you know, reminisce on her pets that she would have, I would always tell her, like, grandma, do you remember when your in-laws would just like come over and eat and then leave? But I was referring to her pets, of course, and she'd always like get mad at me for saying that, because as I got older, that's honestly, you know, what it was like. You guys ever have those in-laws that just, you know, just come to eat and then they leave without conversation or anything like that? So that's how her pets were. Like, they legit just came and ate for a few days and then we never saw them again. But we are officially pet owners, you guys. We mostly did it for the kids because, you know, they're gonna be inside all day and I just wanted to give them something, you know, to look at and to play with and to take their mind off of, you know, whatever they're doing, whether they're fighting or getting frustrated. You know, the fish are there to get their mind off of some things. Alright, you guys, enough with the whole goldfish proud parent moment. Let's get into today's topic. So today we are going to talk about S-E-X-Y. Oh, you guys probably thought I was going to say a sex, but we are talking about sexiness. And this is for the ladies. So guys, I mean, you can listen if you want, but this is for the females. And I don't know why, but I have been feeling extra confident lately. Like, super confident. And I don't know why. And out of all times, like, during the coronavirus, like, now is the time for me to, you know, get my confidence. Like, where was this feeling a couple months ago? You know, now that no one's gonna see my confidence, it has to happen now. Like, I don't get it. Like, am I supposed to wear my confidence with a face mask and a jumpsuit? Like, how is that anyway sexy? How is that anyway gonna, you know, show how I feel? And I don't know, you guys, I was just super frustrated with that too, but I have never felt this way. Even in high school, I was this quiet, you know, Native girl, and in high school I played softball. And you know, when I played softball, you have all these other girls and they were hot, you guys. Like, they were the hot softball players. Like, if you were to look at them without their uniform, I mean, not naked, but like, if you were to look at them, you know, just in their normal clothes, you would not think that those girls played softball, but they did. And I never put myself in that criteria of like, okay, I'm the hot softball player. I always thought like I was the quiet, you know, nice girl. And the high school that I went to was, it was a popular school in the city that I was in. And, you know, there was nothing but whites, Asians, and African Americans and Hispanics. There was probably like a handful of Native Americans there. And if you're listening now, and if I went to high school with you, you guys know exactly how I was in high school. I was quiet and I would talk here and there, but I was mostly just the quiet person, and I wasn't very outgoing. I was to myself. I played softball, like I said, and I was in choir. I loved to sing, and as I got older, I realized that I can't sing. So I don't know why in the heck I was in choir, but anyway, I was just this quiet girl. I never felt confident. I never, you know, like I said, put myself in a group of, you know, pretty girls. I did have friends that were super pretty, and I just never, you know, looked at myself as one of them. In high school, my style was mostly just super basic. I was sort of sporty. I wore like sweatpants and like my high school pullover, or jeans, a t-shirt, and Vans. I never really dressed up for school, and I didn't really wear makeup, so I was just very, very plain. I was so plain Jane now that I think about it. And you have all these, you know, white girls with their hair curled and wearing dresses and, you know, sandals. I was never that type. And in middle school, I was super goth. Like, I was goth to the max. I remember I had these long black pants with the chains on the side, and I always wore like a black tank top. My hair was black. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. I don't even know why I dressed like that. And I'm surprised my mom and my sister let me go out in public like that. And to this day, like, they'll clown on me, especially my sister. She'll be like, "Sissy, you remember when you were goth?" And I'm just like, oh my god, don't even go there. I get so embarrassed. And in college, that's when I finally, you know, got, you know, the whole girly type of vibe. I started dressing up, and actually no, my senior year is when I actually started dressing up, and then on to college. And you know, once you get to college, that's when like the whole dating scene, you know, happens, and you want to look pretty for, you know, the guy next door or whatever type of feel. And that was when I started getting more girly, wearing makeup was around that time. And then boom, that's when the glow up started, because I was ugly, you guys. I was super ugly. Like, I wouldn't even date myself. Like, no wonder why I never had a date. And that sounds so sad to say, but it's true. Like, I was always focused on school, and I've always had a game plan in school now that I think about it. And it's just, you know, looking pretty and, you know, having that type of confidence wasn't the number one thing on my list. And another thing I think that played a huge part on it was, you know, I grew up on the res. You know, from when I was smaller, I was a tomboy. I didn't play with dolls. I am terrified of dolls, and it sucks because my little girl, she's 3, she just bought her first baby doll, and we were at Walmart, and she was picking out the one that she wanted, and she wanted the one with the eyelashes at first, you know, like the eyeballs move. I am terrified of those. Like, they give me a bad anxiety attack. But she wanted that one, and I had to do my best to convince her to get like the most basic one, but it was still cute, you know, for her age. So she got the one that I suggested, and I am still terrified of it. And the other night, we were sitting on a couch, and she put the doll on my lap, and I jumped off the couch because I was so scared, and I felt so bad because she gave me that look like, what the heck, mom? Like, why did you do that? And I had to tell her, like, mommy's scared of your doll. And after I said that, she did not, like, she didn't take it serious. Like, she would push the doll on my back, and I didn't want to scare her, so I just, like, I took the pain, you guys. I was just thinking in my head, oh my god, I am terrified of this little shit right now, like, the little doll, I can't. And she would do that on purpose. Like, she would rub the doll on my back, and eventually, like, I'm starting to get used to it. I mean, I'll pick the doll up, but I'll like pinch like the little cloth part of it and like hand it to her or place it wherever. I will not grab it with my full hand. I don't know why I'm afraid of dolls. I remember growing up, my little sister, you know, she played with dolls, and she would chase me around the freaking house with her dolls, and I would scream. And I remember my mother like wouldn't even say anything. Like, she wouldn't get mad at her sister, my sister. I would be the one getting in trouble for being scared of it. And oh my god, you guys, it just brings back memories. So as I was saying, you know, growing up on the reservation, I didn't play with dolls, I didn't dress up, you know, I was just strictly playing in the dirt with sticks and building tree houses and just walking up the mesas, just being a tomboy. And, you know, being a girl wasn't, I don't know, a big deal to me. You know, I didn't really care about, you know, any of the girly things. I just wanted to be free. And the only time I was per se girly was, you know, when I helped my mom and my grandma set the table. But, you know, that was honestly the only time I felt like a girl, like felt the feminine side, I guess you could say. But yeah, when I was younger, I was the tomboy. I was the girl from the res. And like I said before, when I was younger, I moved to a bigger city. I moved out of the reservation and I moved to Las Vegas, Nevada. And out of all cities, you know, it was Las Vegas, Nevada, this shiny place I had no idea about. And it was a culture shock, you guys. I did not know anything about fashion. And the school I went to, you know, there was girls that were wearing Baby Fat, Nike, Jordan, and I didn't have any of those things because I didn't know what they were. And thankfully, I didn't get bullied, you know, when I moved to a bigger city. I didn't get bullied. A lot of them were fascinated by the fact that I've never lived in a city. A lot of them were shocked that I lived on a reservation. And there was times where I had to explain to them what the reservation was, because it just seemed like they couldn't understand it. And most importantly, I thought they were shocked by it. So I was just like this, you know, this, I don't know what it felt like, you know, this outsider. And they didn't treat me in a bad way. They were just, you know, like I said, fascinated by everything. But yeah, you know, during that time, I started to, you know, learn more about, you know, brands and, you know, what was cool and what wasn't. And then, I don't know, even then, like, I still didn't feel confident because, like I said, you are, you know, put into two different worlds. And I've always stuck with, you know, my world, the res. But that's just a background story of little Danielle, so you guys get the idea of how much, you know, feeling this confident means to me. And it's just been interesting, I should say. I've been reading a lot, you know, being in quarantine. What better way to learn more about yourself and work on the areas, you know, that you know need work on? And confidence was probably one of the areas that needed the most love. And I feel good, you guys. I feel more confident in my skin. I feel more confident posing in pictures. I feel more confident, you know, doing my makeup and getting ready. It's just something that I feel very, you know, accomplished of. And I hope that it stays this way for a while, because if you ever dealt with, you know, not loving yourself, not loving your body or how you look, you know that it takes a lot to get over that. It takes a lot of nurturing. It takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of discipline. It's just, you know, a lot that you have to do to get yourself to love yourself. So if you're feeling the way that I'm feeling, or you want to feel the way that I'm feeling, it's all about, you know, your attitude. Because honestly, sexiness is about attitude and how you carry yourself. I mean, you can't have attitude and have a shitty way of carrying yourself and, you know, feel sexy. That's just no way that's gonna work. And it's like, you know, when you meet someone, you could tell that they're being fake and it's not gonna come off genuine. It's the same way, you know, with feeling sexy and confident. You have to want it, you have to own it, you have to feel it. And I'm happy that all of it is genuine for me. And something that helped was reflecting on what made me feel good and what didn't make me feel good. When I was thinking about this, I was thinking, okay, if I want to express how I feel about my body in a positive way, you know, trying to promote nothing but body positivity, I have to, you know, prepare myself for all the negativity that's going to come my way. Because you know that there's always that one person who's going to say something to make you feel shitty about something that makes you feel good about something that is positive for you. Because we all know how that goes. And I feel like people only do that when they know that you are going way out of your comfort zone, when they know that you are doing something you normally wouldn't do, or when they think that they know you are wearing or, you know, showing off something you normally wouldn't show off. And that just gives them the advantage of saying, okay, well, they're doing this, so I'm gonna try and attack them and make them feel, you know, shitty about what they're doing. And yes, that's not cool, but you guys, that's how people think, and it sucks that they think that way. And you know, you just have to ignore it and just do you, because at the end of the day, you know your body, you know what makes you happy, and that's all that you have to rely on. And you don't owe no one an explanation of anything. As I'm speaking, we women go through a lot. Like, we get judged a lot. We are told what to do, how to do it, what not to do, and when to do it. And it's just crazy. And that should not be a way on how you should live. You should always do what you want, but, you know, of course, keeping consideration of, your loved ones. Your loved ones who support you are all that, you know, you need to worry about. Everyone else just needs to sit and watch what you do. Another thing that I was thinking was, you know, being a mother, you're told, oh, you can't feel sexy, or you gave that up years ago. You gave that up when you decided to have kids. And that's not true. I've worked hard to get my body the way it is after having 2 twins, you guys. I was humongous. And when I was pregnant, a lot of people said, oh, you weren't that big, or you aren't that big. Or they would say, you're having twins, you're not that big. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people said that to be nice, and I'm not complaining. It was always nice to hear that. But after I had the kids, you know, my main goal was to try to get my body back to the way it was, you know, before. And breastfeeding helped a lot. So that's another tip. If you guys are or just had a baby, breastfeeding is going to help you lose the weight pretty quick. And believe me, I had twins, so it was nonstop go, go, go when it came to breastfeeding. So if anyone tells you, oh, you can't wear that because you're a mom, you can't be this because you're a mom, girl, you wear that tight dress that you have in your closet because you have the hips for it. You wear that crop top in your closet because you got the cleavage for it. And it's not about, you know, showing skin. It's not about being slutty. It's about being comfortable in your skin and showing off what you have. And I'm only 24 years old, you guys, and I'm barely getting the hang of that. Like, I'm happy I am starting to feel this way at a much older age. Well, not older, but a mature age. Because if I were to felt this way, you know, when I was younger, I could have been criticized a lot and I probably wouldn't have known how to deal with it. But now that I'm older, now that I, you know, am comfortable with my body, now that I know how my body works, I am ready to burst out. And it's fun feeling this way because there's so many things I want to try, from photo shoots, from outfits. I just feel 100% healthy. I feel 100%, you know, good about my body. It's just something that every female should feel every day. And it sucks when we do have those days where we criticize our bodies, but, you know, just remember that it's a growing process, you guys. Having this type of confidence is a growth process, believe me. I have been at the very bottom when it comes to confidence, and now that I am where I'm at, it's amazing. It feels pretty good. And like I said, you know, sexiness doesn't come from the body or looks. It comes from your attitude, the way that you carry yourself. And honestly, I believe a lot of Native American women have that, like, just that sexy confidence. Like, I can haul water in a tight dress and heels type of vibe. Like, we are just so beautiful, you guys. We have the hair, we have the legs, we have the skin tone. Like, we are just beautiful. And like I said, it all depends on how you carry yourself, because that is going to reflect off of you. What you give to the world, what you give to people, you're going to get back. If you give them ugliness and bitterness, you're going to get ugliness and bitterness back. And it's just, you know, this whole wave of how you carry yourself and how you want to be as a woman, as a person. And, you know, the better the woman, the sexier she is, honestly. So be on the lookout for my calendar, Playboy coming out 2020. I'm just kidding. I would never do that. But I just wanted to, you know, talk about this whole thing because I want all of you to know that I do have a feminine side. I know when I post my pictures, most of the time I'm in sneakers and jeans in the pullover, and I am comfortable in my sneakers and jeans. That's just, you know, how I am as a person. Like I said, I love music. I incorporate that whole comfy hip-hop feel in all of my pictures because that's just who I am. But, you know, I do have a sexy side. I do have a side that I, you know, hold private to myself. But now that I feel this way, I'm starting to want to, you know, show that side a little bit more. So there's nothing wrong with keeping it private. There's nothing wrong with wanting to show it here and there. You know, whatever makes you happy, you ladies, whatever makes you feel good, because that's all that matters. All right, you guys, it was so fun talking about this topic because, like I said, it's been on my mind. You guys ever like just hold something in and you can't wait to talk about it? That's how I felt throughout this whole episode. But thank you guys for listening. You know, I hope you guys stay safe, stay healthy. Please do your best to stay inside and keep washing your hands. And, you know, hopefully this whole lockdown comes to an end. And, you know, just remember to keep checking up on your family and your friends. Support local small businesses. They need all the love and the support during this time. And I'll let you guys know when the next episode will be up.